This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military said on Sunday it would continue to allow Gazans to evacuate south, and hundreds of thousands had already moved as its troops readied for a ground assault on the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip in retaliation for unprecedented attacks. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened Israel's expanded emergency cabinet for the first time on Sunday. Israel has vowed to annihilate the militant group Hamas after its fighters rampaged through Israeli towns, shooting men, women and children, and seizing hostages. Some 1,300 were killed in the onslaught in the worst attack on civilians in the country's history. Israel responded with the most intense bombardment into Gaza it has ever seen. Gaza authorities said more than 2,300 people had been killed, a quarter of them children. 1 million people had reportedly left their homes.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Egypt's president criticized Israel's military operation in Gaza in a stern pushback Sunday to the United States. The criticism comes as America's top diplomat extended his frantic travels across the Mideast trying to prevent war with Hamas from igniting a broader regional conflict. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Sunday after visiting Jordan, Bahrain, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt that everyone is determined to stop a spillover of the conflict between Israel and Palestinian militant group Hamas.
What I've heard from virtually every partner was a determination, a shared view that we have to do everything possible to make sure this doesn't spread to other places.
Addressing reporters in Cairo, Blinken reaffirming Israel's right to defend itself and also